Brussels has taken a lead role in confronting climate change as the capital of the European Union. These days, though, the city is facing a much more local and intimate environmental problem. Its metro system has become a smelly, some would say toxic, mess. The World's Clark Boyd reports.
In Brussels' historic center, the Grand Place, revelers gather for the annual Christmas market. The air is filled with the sights and sounds of the season. As you listen to a local Dixieland jazz band, some enticing aromas will also hit you. Mulled wine, hot chocolate, roasting sausages and potatoes, and the scent of fresh pine from the giant Christmas tree. Sounds and smells great, right? But just five blocks away, the smell is not so sweet. The closest metro station is, well, an olfactory challenge. Just ask Brussels resident Jeff Van Damme.
Unfortunately, it's the center of the city, but it's also one of the stations where the smell problem is the biggest. People that come here for the first time have the feeling that it's really gonna suffocate them.
Van Damme's not just a commuter. He's also a member of the Brussels Parliament, and fixing the smelly metro is his new project. He and his staffers recently did a sniff test of each of the nearly 70 stations in the Brussels metro system. He says the results, which have been posted online for all to see, stink.
It smells urine, it smells puke, you see a lot of dirt everywhere, and if you smell constantly in a lot of stations the smell of urine, it generates a whole other series of feelings. I mean, it makes you think, well, this station is not well kept. I'm maybe not so secure as I thought I would be. I don't really like being here because it smells.
Unacceptable, say some, for the capital of Europe. Philippe Clos is president of the Brussels Tourism Bureau. He's proposing that the Brussels Metro take a page out of the Paris playbook. Since 2000, the City of Light has been fighting subterranean stench with a special odor-neutralizing perfume. It's worked so well that other cities, including Berlin, have also thought about trying it. Now, Clos says, it's Brussels' turn.
And in Brussels, we need to do the same exercise to say, okay, what is the smell of Brussels? Beer, chocolate, I don't know, waffles. Maybe we work with a special company who creates a new perfume about the Brussels waffles.
Clos is serious about the perfume, which is made by a professional perfumer and can be tailored to a customer's needs. Brussels Transport Minister Brigitte Grauwels agrees that the perfume might help, but she says the real problems go deeper.
These metro stations in Brussels are quite old already. They are nearly 30 years old. There was not so much attention about things that are normal today. And at the time when they were built, they built it with little corners here and there.
Like most older subway systems in big cities, public restrooms are few and far between in Brussels. So those little corners are enticing for certain late-night partiers and shoppers. Again, politician Jeff Van Damme.
If there is no alternative and you're waiting for the tube and it doesn't come and pressure is mounting and there's no toilets around and there's nobody looking, well, you take your chance.
City officials say they will soon announce a comprehensive plan to tackle the problem. But whatever they come up with won't be cheap. And so there's always the chance that any efforts at fixing the Brussels smell problem will get bogged down in a political, well, you know what kind of contest. Still, lawmakers agree that the alternative would be worse. After all, no one wants to literally embrace the city's most well-known symbol. The statue of a little boy relieving himself in public. For the World, this is Clark Boyd in Brussels.
Well, we only regret that you can't smell the metro for yourself, but you sure can see it. Clark Boyd speaks with Brussels parliamentarian Jeff Van Damme at one of the worst offending stations. It's at theworld.org. It's PRI.